In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the unforgettable, ever-insightful conversation that captivates our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live, always remembering Life Changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, and tonight's guest is our very own producer and co-host, Mark Legere, with a special and extended version of the weekly Producer's Wrap segment. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. You know, I think maybe... Oh, and hi, everybody. I think maybe for the next 20 years, as we do either radio or TV or some other new media or whatever it is, at live events, I'll be saying, oh, this is an exciting show. Because technically, until we've done all the shows, they're all new and they're all different. And this one's certainly new and different. Mark and I are going to do what has been affectionately known so far as the producer's wrap, which normally comes at the end of the show. We're going to do that throughout the whole show, actually, because we've come to hear from so many people how much they enjoy that segment and how much it brings everything home and it ties everything up in a nice little bow and they understand things more clearly. And so we thought, why don't we do that with a bunch of shows? And at this point, we've done 125 of them. So we thought, well, let's do a producer's wrap where we talk about the past 125 shows. And then maybe we'll do one every 7 or 10 or 15 or 20 shows or something like that. Who knows? A la Siskel and Ebert or something. But in any event, some people have asked us how that segment came about, because it was added about a year or so in, maybe even a year and a half into after we started. And the irony of it is that the show actually kind of started with that. So I'm going to go back a little bit and say that people have also been asking, how did the show start, period? Well, I was doing a show with a friend of mine who was a chef, Chef Richard Lombardi, who actually came up with the idea of doing Filippo and the Chef. And what we would do is he would cook live while we were doing the radio show. And yes, he would cook on the radio show. And then and I would commentate. Sure. Yeah, I would comment. I would comment and I would make jokes and he would banter back, and it was actually a lot of fun. And the show started moving pretty quickly and started getting picked up in other cities. It was on terrestrial radio, and before long it was on 25 different terrestrial radio stations throughout the country, and it was a lot of fun. It was doing really well. And I came up with the idea of interviewing famous Italian Americans. Mainly famous ones, but or Italians, since it was an Italian cooking show, Filippo and the Chef, and we were cooking Italian or Italian-American food. So as I was getting to know different people in my life, Dorothy, one of them, when I shared with her that I was doing this show and that I was interviewing people about their Italian-American upbringing, etc., she kind of just smiled. And I said, why are you smiling? She says, because you're going to be doing something differently soon. And I thought, what is she talking about? And it's interesting how she said that a couple times. And finally, I said to her, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, but I have to ask you, when I'm interviewing these people like Penny Marshall, I'm interviewing these people, this producer from Italy and this director from Italy. I said, they seem to talk about the world or changes in their life and things that seem to be important to them that are much bigger than the questions I'm asking, like, what was your favorite food that your mother used to cook, kind of thing. And she just laughed and smiled, and she says, that's because they're answering questions that you're really asking. It's like, well, no, I'm really asking them, what was your favorite food your mother used to cook? But and then people started telling me the same thing. It's like, don't you know, this is what you're really asking. This is what you're really wanting to know. And truth be told, I did really want to know about that. I love having a heritage of Italian American. But there was something that I was searching my life was changing. I had gone from being an engineer and working at IBM and going up within the ranks to singing and leaving IBM completely and singing 100% and singing for, I don't know, 10 years or so, and then leaving that and then doing radio. And now I was in the middle of another transition. And I remember at one point, I won't go into the story now, but I really like this story. At one point, a friend of mine set up a meeting for our radio show, Filippo and the Chef, to become a TV show. And we were all set to go with the producers and everything. And for personal reasons, my partner at the time, who was the chef, unbeknownst to him, his wife and I, he had cancer. But the right thing for him to do at the time was say, no, I don't feel like we're ready for this meeting. Well, unbeknownst to us, there were reasons. But he didn't know what reasons. He just said, no, we're not ready. We can't do this meeting. And I felt like I needed to do this meeting. So I went to the meeting, and they asked me, so tell us, there was the president and the vice president of the production company, said, tell us about this cooking show. And I said, no, I'm actually here to talk about something else. And on the fly, I came up with Life Changes with Filippo, because that's where I really was, in the midst of life changes. And I really wanted to understand, how do I move through these? I'm changing so much. The world around me is changing so much. Is it okay to be this way? Should I be that way? Who should I listen to? What books should I read? And what's in these books? And I don't want to invest that much time here and there, and without knowing, you know, from the experts or something. And there was born this idea, Life Changes with Filippo, which those producers really liked, and they said, write it down and all that, which I wrote it down, and then it kind of just stayed for a while in my head as I was making it more clear. And Dorothy came around and said, it's time to produce this show. Let me help you produce it. And then Mark Legere came around. Actually, Dorothy introduced me to him. And he was working for a company that he was looking for conscious content. And he was going through some major life changes. And when I told him what I had come up with as far as the show is concerned, he said, wow, this is great, because I'm going through life changes too, and I sure would like to know if this is the right path or that's the right path, or if this person knows anything, or if there's anything in this book that's of value, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, this is interesting. And then we started connecting with other people who were saying the same things. So Mark and I started joking around about some of the changes, looking at them differently. And we jokingly said, we should do like a Siskel and Ebert about, oh, this change is no good, or this change gets a thumbs up, or, you know, and talking about it in a certain way or what have you. And it's interesting, but when we started the show, because of the changes going on in Mark's life and the changes going on in my life and everybody else that was part of the show at the time, we never did that segment, which was like one of the first segments that we really were excited about. We never did it. And then a year and a half into the show, we did. And it quickly started to become very popular. And so this will be an extension of that. And actually, why don't we just go into that without further ado right after this?
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. And when I say we're back, I mean we're back, because I'm here and Mark LeJour is here. You know him as the producer and as Mr. Producer Rap.
Producer, Mr. Producer Rap.
Rap, producer, rap.
That's a new one.
This is another change for us. This is, I'm looking forward to this, whatever it's going to feel, look, and sound like.
Well, it'll probably sound a lot like the last 12 minutes of a few of our last recent shows.
Right, and a lot like our conversations whenever we end up talking, because we talk about this stuff.
Well, this is, it goes, I was listening to your monologue in the opening, of course, and this goes back to our original discussions when you shared the idea of Life Changes with Filippo, and we were sharing our discussions of what we were going through. And yeah, I was winding down a public company and going through those changes, and you were looking to evolve this concept to do different things and expand your entertaining career, etc. But we enjoyed the conversations of sharing information and, look, I discovered this video or that person with this story or that person with this system or whatever the case may be. And there, and we started to share the threads that resonated for us and with us as we were exploring that. And it became a bit of a distraction for the struggles that go with that.
Good point.
And it was a lot of fun. And I think that is what the Producer's Rap segment has aimed to do, is to bring some of that fun and distraction, but more importantly, to try to bring some of this material, which may not necessarily be mainstream, into the mainstream discussion in the way that we look back at it. And I think that's what we get the opportunity to do today.
And you know, the funny thing is that so much of this actually is mainstream. We deal in this stuff day in and day out. Even, for example, some of our guests have talked about the power of attraction. Well, if there is a power of attraction, then we use it all day in and day out. It's nothing, there's nothing woo-woo about it, but it's just bringing awareness to it. Well, unfortunately, or it's just the way it is, the way our guests talk about it is the way some of them talk about it. It's how they see it.
Well, it's like any click, any body of information develops its own vernacular.
Right.
You know, the internet group has their internet thing. The textures have their own little, acronym. You know, every, it develops its own language. So unless you are, fluent in that vernacular, there are things that you may not understand until you get exposed to it, until it becomes normal or understandable to you.
No, exactly. When I worked for IBM, we had all these technical names for things, the SRL and the PPO and the, it was drilled in us, don't use these with your customers or when you're speaking to, because they don't understand it. We have to use them internally because it makes life easier. But when you start spouting this stuff out to the people outside, we lose them. And there's no reason to lose them. All we have to do is just not use those words. So I have a great example, like feng shui. You know, we actually haven't had a feng shui expert on our show, but it's like, I was talking to a lady that said, oh, I don't understand your shows about this and that, and I don't know these things. And she says, like, you know, I just wish somebody could tell me how to rearrange stuff in my house so that, you know, I can move around in it more freely and it feels more comfortable. Kind of like your place is really comfortable and it just feels nice. And I said, well, that's called feng shui. And at that point, I realized that that word means nothing to her. But rearrange her furniture so that she feels comfortable and people are happy in her home, that means something to her.
Well, take it a step further and ask her, why did she put this lamp there or that chair over there? And she'll probably say, I'm not sure, but it felt good.
Right.
Or it looked good. Or something like that, which will basically is support for the feng shui, is the energy, the feeling, it made her feel good, right? And that's ultimately what we're tuning into. And I think that's some of what Life Changes aims to do, is demystify the process of evolution of our awakening, right? Mm-hmm. To get past some of this. The difference between us, I think, is we spend so much time or have invested a willingness to look at ourselves and to watch our personal journeys like they were TV shows and almost analyze every frame, every moment.
Mm-hmm. Every word, almost.
Which can drive someone crazy, like me. But that is different than most people who go through life in a victim's position or still believing that they are not responsible for anything that goes on and that all these things happen to them, and or just going through the humdrum of, you know, get up, make the donuts, go to work, come home, go to, you know, bed, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, actually, this is a really, I'm so glad you brought that up. I have an accountant. You do too. I mean, I go to my accountant and I bring him all of the tax information or whatever. And he says, you know, there's this new law that just came out and then there's this and you can take advantage of this. And this year we can't do that and whatever. And I just say, okay, let's do whatever. I trust him. He's been great. And he keeps up on all the new law. That's his job. And so if he says to me, you know, there's this thing, but it's kind of a little fishy. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not comfortable with that. Let's not do that. And there's this other thing. But I don't know if you really apply, but we might be able. No, let's not do that. So he kind of nets it out. Right. But that's his job. So with people, so I do my job, whatever this, I don't have time to go read up on all the tax laws either. Or in buying a house, I don't have time to read up on, you know, where that's what my realtor is for.
But it's no different than anybody else's journey in this human existence. Everybody has a story. You know, we happen to have focused on capturing those stories in our bios and you know, looking at the correlations and finding the inflection points in our life and things like that. Recognizing all of those aspects of the journey and then also evaluating those. You know, I'm a big believer in our programming and the way that we think as humans in this experience and how that compares. But then if you start evaluating that bio, that story of yours, you can start to see the patterns. And when you recognize a pattern, either a positive one, you can see where you might want to continue doing what you were doing that created that pattern. And you can also recognize the negative patterns. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They say, this has happened over and over and over again, except I'm not doing anything to change that the things that I'm doing that are creating that pattern.
Right. And to keep with the tax accountant kind of analogy, it's like the tax accountant might say, you know, you've been buying the same kind of car every couple of years, or you've been doing this. Have you ever thought about doing it this way? Or maybe you should do it this way. It's like, oh, no, I never thought of that because that's not the way I think. I think, oh, I like this kind of car without taking these other things into consideration. Again, that's his job. And I'm glad that he's there. To do it. And so I don't blame people. On the contrary, I have great compassion because when I had a job like at IBM for many years, I would get up early in the morning and put on a suit and drive out, you know, an hour or whatever to work, and then in some cases an hour and a half, and in some even two to work, and then, you know, you work your 8 hours, or in that case 10 or so. You drive back and you have to, you know what I mean? It's just like, there is, what, the world is coming to an end? That's great, because I'm tired.
As long as my drive comes to an end.
I'm supposed to do what? Forget it. No, that's not, and it doesn't have to be like that.
Well, you know what, along the lines of that thread, then you come back and you look at the show from inception, you know, and you look across the spectrum of guests that we've had, and it very closely mirrors where we were then to where we are now.
Mm.
The types of information we were seeking out, needing, evolving with, attracting, all those, the laws, as well as defining the heart of the discussion that we wanted to have, you know, allowing the show to start to take shape in terms of the format, right? You know, we've experimented with different things, and we've been out on the fringe and in the woo-woo areas, and we've been in the heavy science,
yeah.
And we've had the experts on, and we've had the
everyday people.
Everyday people, mm-hmm. and the celebrities, and you know, a variety of spice in terms of knowledge and experience. Some of those guests were definitely not mainstream. Some were, but what was constant in each of those was the discussion and their journey and how they came across their information and what kind of an impact it had on them, and therefore what kind of an impact they're making on others.
You know, talk about the inception of the show. It really was born out of, like Mark is saying, is like this desire to learn and all that. And we did recognize very early on that if we let the audience, our friends, our fans, our listeners in on the changes going on in our lives and how we were learning to deal with them or the things that we were learning, then that would make a very interesting show, decidedly. However, I have to say that at least for me personally, that was hard. And at the very beginning, though I saw that as important, I thought, well, we can achieve this through letting the guests talk about their changes. And what we quickly started to discover were people asking, well, where does Filippo stand in this? You know, where does Life Changes stand in this? And how did you all go through it? We don't want to just hear from the experts. We want to also hear from, kind of in a sense, people that are going through this right now.
Making it relevant,
right,
and relatable. And having a discussion that so many people don't even realize that they want to have.
Yes.
More and more of that I'm coming across, and I know you are as well. You know, it's a lot of change going on the planet.
Yes.
And yet, you know, when you're fighting to survive or struggling to keep your job or just trying to be a good parent and raise your kids or whatever the case may be, not everyone wants to drop everything and sit back and say, okay, well, how can I change this? Or what could I have done better? Or how can I reevaluate, right? But at the same time, they do. They want do. Help. They don't know how to get it, or where to have it, you know, or how to have these discussions, or how to get out of that cycle of work or the sphere of influence that they have that all think and act a certain way because that is their current reality. So then, how to go outside of that box? Yet they'll connect with those moments of discovery, change, evolution, etc. on Oprah or Ellen or, you know, any, you know, the kind of the mainstream shows.
Absolutely. And this is what I like about what we're doing and the way we're doing is that we're opening up a conversation in a lot of mainstream arenas. I know you know that I was at a party in Bel Air. Now, Bel Air is one of the most affluent towns in the world, actually. And it was
where the prince is from.
The Prince of Bel-Air, right, the TV show. That's right. I don't know if it was actually filmed there, but yeah. But here there are these people at this party. The house is an incredible house, and people that were worth multi-millions, if not billions of dollars, and they were driving up in their Ferraris and their Maseratis and their, you know, their Lamborghinis and all that, and it was all there, and I was having a conversation with somebody who asked me, you know, what you do, and I shared with them what I did, and then one of these ladies who obviously can afford whatever she wants, she says, you know, it's hard to live consciously these days and to live green and to live concerned. She says, it's so confusing as to what we're supposed to do. And my heart went out to her and the planet and to so many people in the sense that we want to do this, but it's kind of like we don't have the role models that are kind of living in between the worlds saying, you know, because so many people that are out there speaking about this are saying, you should get rid of all your cars and only drive, you know, these kind of cars, and you should be only eating this or whatever. And maybe that's where we all need to go. But as a society, it's not speaking to everybody.
Well, it's speaking to them, but this brings up a very good point because we're in the gap. We're in that gap between the two trapeze, which is we're running multiple programs. if you put it in the computer sense, and you know, I like to call it the self-operating system. If you put it in that sense, you're running multiple programs. One is, I want stuff, right? I want nice things, and I want to be in the cool crowd, and I want to drive a fast car, and I want to, whatever the case may be, I want to wear nice brands. And another program is, I want to save the planet, I want to feed more children, or I want to cut down less trees, or whatever the case may be there. And then you may, depending on your background, where you've been brought up, you may be running other programs, like, I will feel guilty if I have nice things. I can't have nice things without feeling guilty or shamed, or money is evil, or, you know, all of these conflicting. So you put all of those programs in there, run them at the same time, and what kind of result are you going to get output? What kind of processing are you going to come
with? It's craziness is actually what it is. And we don't need any of that either. And, you know, and there are solutions outside of what we see. And a good example of that is at that very same party, in the middle of that very conversation, there was a man there who I know, who, and I won't get into who they are, but they make, manufacture, and design something that is very elite that people have in their homes, and et cetera, et cetera. And I know these people, and I said to this lady, I said, well, here's a fine example how they're starting, this company is starting to make, has a line of green product, their product, a little bit more green. And then the owner of the company went on to say, thank you, Filippo, for bringing that up. But in actuality, that line did so well among the elite, you know, among the people that are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for this product, that we're expanding it, not just to have another line, but all of our lines eventually are going to all be green and sustainable. You see? So that's an answer to her concern. But we don't have this conversation in real life, unfortunately, enough. And here we are. And here we are. As a matter of fact, we are here. Time for a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, the producer's wrap extended version, and we're going to talk about some of the guests and some of what we've learned and shared throughout the throughout the show. Life of Life Changes, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and
this is Mark Legere.
And we're doing the producer's wrap for the whole show. I'm afraid I'm enjoying this too much. Actually, no such thing as too much, but I feel like we can do this next week and the week after. But I have to say, as fun as this is, and it is fun, and I do want to do this, we might have to extend the show or something. I enjoy the guests and the people that we've met, and so many of them have become friends.
And some people I never expected to meet, and it's been so exciting. One of my favorites has been Nassim Harami, who is that the one you were going to pick, Mark? Okay, well, why was he your favorite? You go ahead.
Well, you know I'm a science junkie.
Yeah, I know you're a science junkie, but
so, and
we've had a lot of scientists, though.
Had a lot of scientists, but I think why we both went there is we connected on discussing his work early on in our friendship.
True.
So it was a very early influence on our journey and therefore on this show. And so I think it was kind of a pinnacle moment when we were able to have that discussion in person.
I'd forgotten about that. You gifted me a DVD series of his.
Indeed.
That's so funny. And I said to you, I watched like the first two or something, and you watched like the first two. And then I said, we should watch the rest of it together since we're both watching it. And you said, yeah, let's. Neither of us ended up watching the next two.
To get around to it, right.
But we ended up having him on the show and getting to talk to him in person.
And he broke some groundbreaking news on the show, which is so exciting.
That's actually the one I was going to say why I thought that was really great. Is he said some things that he hadn't even published yet, that the world didn't know, and here he was saying it on the show. The other thing that I thought was great is that here he was on his world tour, and he was here in town just for a quick vacation with his wife and kids. So, you know, the fact that he took the time to do this was actually really special. So he was one of my favorites. Do you want to take the next one?
Well, yeah, I think there's been a number of exciting guests. But we connected early on with Bradley Quick, who I think's message is one that resonates with everybody.
Actually, we connected with Bradley Quick because of Shadow Stevens, who you connected us with.
That's true as well. Shadow, obviously, it was a great interview. Shadow and I have been friends, and he's such a great advisor to us, given his experience and certainly the tenure that he's had in the entertainment and radio space. But Bradley's message and what he brings in the way of addiction recovery, I was just discussing this with some friends who are in the process of launching a recovery clinic. And, you know, I thought about it. We kind of pigeonhole addiction to a few certain drugs or a few certain habitual habits. But the reality is everybody has experienced addiction. It's natural part of human existence. Now, to what extremes and compulsions they've taken it to are much different. But it's very interesting that we create these centers for recovery, and we have to, you know, have people recover from their addiction to drugs or illegal drugs, yet all day long we are being programmed why you need to take this drug for that problem and that drug for this problem.
Right.
And then there you have is a multi-billion-dollar industry that basically is condoning and reinforcing addiction.
Interesting.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. It goes down the street, down Bradley's street.
Right, and I know that we'll have many discussions on that as well. I'm going to go back to Shadow Stevens because, interestingly enough, as we have learned, because we're focusing on it, we see how, Mark, you were wanting to introduce me to Shadow Stevens. Dorothy had been wanting to connect with him also on her own because she had known of him but didn't know him. So I think she connected via Facebook or something on the same day that you and I went and had lunch with him. And when we were all excited to say, you know, we want to have you on our show, and he's like, is Dorothy a producer? And we're like, yeah, why? He's like, because she already asked me to be on the show, and I said yes. And it's like, okay, well, there we go. But he was great, and at the time, I don't think he'd ever been on... He didn't have his radio show like as a host. He used to be one of the most listened to speakers.
Over a billion listeners at one point after he took over Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
But now he's got a show doing like information like this, which is really cool. So that's really cool. Anyway, so Shadow, we love him. And he too shared a lot of information about addiction and you know his process, which I thought was really great, because here's a man who is known by many, beloved by many, and he opened up like this. You know, usually people that are celebrities and that famous keep that information to themselves, but as they open up, like Mariel Hemingway did, you know, as she opened up about her life and the difficulties in her life and all that stuff, I think people look at that and say, oh, they can be honest about it, and they got through it.
Well, and opening up and being honest, I think, is a bit of a testament to what we do. These are discussions, yes, that they want to have. Why? Because they're major life hurdles, major life obstacles that they've worked very hard to overcome, to persevere through, to excel past, etc. Yet it's not something that they feel safe bringing up around everyone.
It's true.
Right? Yet they know there's other people that are in the same type of situation that they may be able to share. And there is a validation. There is a feeling, a bit of a reward to be able to talk about it, like a trophy of having made it through and how I made it through and whatever the case may be.
And you know, actually, I think that's kind of like the plight for life, of life, for so many of us, if not all of us. It's like everything, there is a process to everything, even making a cake. There is a process. You don't just blink and make a cake, at least not yet, you know. So I had to break an egg, you know, I had to beat the batter, or I had to whip up the eggs, you know, and now we have this delicious cake. Do you like that analogy?
And now we
let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
I have to mention David Wilcock. David Wilcock, I was a fan of his, but I had never heard any of his shows. I had seen him in person. I had met him. I had interviewed him in person before we started this show, actually. And then we finally had him on the show. We had him on the show, and within the first 5 minutes, we lost all connection on the internet. And then
we had him on the show. He just wasn't aware that he was going to be hosting the show.
Yeah, right. Because
we lost connection,
but he didn't.
He didn't.
Right.
And he stepped up, took over, did his thing until we were absolutely able to reconnect.
He was awesome. But then, when I came back, then we had static almost throughout the whole show. And David said that it happens a lot to him. And he says that, you know, it's an energy thing or other forces trying to stop him from speaking or something. But I've listened to a lot of his shows since, and it happens. I hear breaking up, or, you know, you can't hear the words anymore, or they're static. And it's like, but let me tell you, being a new radio host, that was one of the most dramatic things. We finally had David Wilcock on, and all that stuff happened.
And as long as we're talking about that type of a traumatic experience, how about our live show with Suzanne Northrup?
Oh, stop.
talk about otherworldly intervention and unforeseen obstacles. What it turned out to be a wonderful show. We had a live audience there, and her, you know, channeling you know, relatives or deceased friends and family of some of our guests, but you know, we lost the internet connection.
Yes, she was unfazed. That was, and I thought, wow, she's really good. And when I went up and spoke to her and apologized, she said, "Listen, I had a show on TV for years, and it was a national show on a big like CBS or whatever." And she said, "Those things would come down. You know, when some powerful dead person wanted to come through, it'd bring down the whole system or something."
Yeah, she talked about it like it happens every week. Oh, you know, it's a kind of expected around me. You know, things just kind of go haywire.
I still didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't want to. You know, we're gonna have another show with Suzanne at the end of October, and I think we should have 3 or 4 backup systems.
I agree. Redundancy.
Redundancy. Redundancy.
Redundancy.
Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Ah, that was a great show. That was a great show.
Take that.
I'm a big fan of his, as I know you are, and so many of our listeners are now, because of the success of the Ancient Astronaut Theory and Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And Giorgio is such a colorful character, but such an authentic and knowledgeable speaker. But yeah, he comes at it. When you look at it on the surface, you would think, oh, this is going to be outlandish. But then the points that he brings up, the facts that he presents, the archaeology, it's so matter of fact and it's so common sense that even the biggest skeptics have found themselves taking a step back, saying, huh,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him and that show pretty cool.
And you know what's really cool, too, is, of course, he's doing really well and his show's doing great and all that stuff. And I ran into him because we did the show from the studio. We didn't get a chance to meet him, even though he was in town. He didn't know we were in Los Angeles. I don't know how that happened. But I ran into him at a convention and I said, hi, I'm Filippo Voltaggio with Life Changes. And he's like, I recognize your voice. And I said, well, I'm Filippo Voltaggio. He's like, oh, you're the guy. You're the guy. And we were shaking hands and he drops my hand and opens up his arms and gives me a big hug. He's like, when are we going to do this again? He's like, why can't we do this on my show or on TV or, you know, let's do it on camera. And he was all excited. And that's the kind of reaction that we're getting. But the point is, I think that was the point.
That was the point. That was the point. And how about taking a left turn? Then you got Adam Carolla.
No.
Right? And there's what turned out to be a very interesting show. Because Adam, there's another one, very matter of fact, certainly mainstream. Not necessarily some, if you were to ask, you know, 100 people on the street, hey, there's this show called Life Changes with Filippo, you know, who's most likely to be a guest on the show?
Yeah.
I doubt, you know, the majority would say, oh, Adam Carolla. But yet some of his perspectives you may not agree with. Some of them may not resonate. But then others are, once again, very commonsensical, very direct. And yet his whole view of life is to infuse humor. And there's a lot to be said about looking at things through funny eyes.
Absolutely. Actually, we actually cut some slack from people that think we shouldn't have had him on the show, and I would say why. I thought he was a perfect guest for Life Changes, and they would say why would he be a perfect guest for, and one of my answers was, well, first of all, like the show that he had, Lifeline, I mean, it opened up a conversation with young teenagers about sex and about, you know, we might not agree with all the information that was given, and maybe some of it he might not agree with it anymore. Maybe he changed his mind, or Dr. Drew, you know, thinks things differently now, or maybe not, whatever. But at least at the time, it's better to have a conversation than not, and just have children out there having sex or whatever without, you know what I mean?
Well, it's very matter of fact. And yes, they made it fun to a certain extent, but there was a thread of care that was weaved through that, and a willingness to have a discussion that many other people wouldn't have with those kids. And right. Dr. Drew obviously, you know, brought his experience and the credibility of his profession. But even Adam would have his moments, and after he got through his quips and jokes, he would say something that would dramatically impact those kids.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of power in that. But I think you bring up a very strong point here, and this has been part of our evolution, because we started this show kind of one way, and we've evolved past that, or we've evolved to something different, which is much more all-encompassing.
Right.
And it's really about the conversations, and it's really about letting go of the expectations or the parameters. You know, we've said, and you and I have discussed this as we've evolved, that we don't want to be another spiritual show talking to spiritual people, or this show talking to those kind of people, or, you know, in the box. We don't want to be in any box.
Right.
Explore and embrace the only constant. Life changes, right? It's the one thing that we all have in common.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the planet, any race, you know, has the same thing in common. They are born and they spend the rest of their lives growing, and to the extent that they're open to it, evolving and trying to make the best go of it that they can.
Yeah.
And those that go off track usually go, or not necessarily off track, but have what some people would consider a more challenged life, have most likely just found themselves an experience of not getting enough love, of feeling neglect, of feeling dis-ease or discomfort. But it's still part of an experience. And in their world, you look at any of these, even when you hear gang stories, the gang stories have a set of rules. Yeah. There's a set of belonging. Mm-hmm. There's a set of camaraderie. And although they may operate by different rules, they're is a nurturing that goes on. Mm-hmm. And so there's all sorts of different, you know, the leader of the Bloods or the Crips, you know, are they not appropriate guests for us to have? Right? Who is or isn't a guest? I think it really doesn't, there is no limit, right? We're all encompassed.
Especially, Mark, you bring up a really good point, especially the moments that we create in the conversations that we have. You know, like that manufacturer that I was saying earlier when I said, you know, I really like your line that is more sustainable. Well, in the same way, you know, when you're having an honest conversation with somebody who's leading a group, if you don't necessarily like the result of the group, at least you're having a conversation with the person, right? You're not just condemning them. And just by having a conversation, you're not condoning them either. But you're saying, have you ever thought of doing it this way? Because even we all make mistakes and we all don't know. And maybe you could say something, we could say something in our conversation that changes the way they look at life.
Sometimes it's the slightest shift in perspective that can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, grab your compass and move 1 degree, and you will find yourself in a completely different place than you were going.
Actually, I find myself right now in a completely different place, because normally around this time, we would actually have a commercial and then come back with the producer's wrap. But we've been going on and gotten so connected with the subject matter that here we are. It's commercial time. So it's been, but let's do it now.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio.
And I'm Mark Legere.
And this is Life Changes with Filippo, and it's been changing for us. Actually, throughout this show, I've been already...
Well, that was, I think, part of the reason why we wanted to explore this extended producer's wrap or this dialogue between ourselves. And one aspect of that was thinking back to so many fantastic guests we've had and the journey that has included all of these. But then also the ability to further our dialogue and take a look at what this show is about and our voice today and what we want to accomplish going forward. And I think that's the beauty of today's conversation. But boy, we'd have to extend the show another, you know, 10 or 12 hours to get through so many fantastic guests like Gary Goldstein and Dee Wallace and Jonathan Quinton and Peter Voltaggio and
Blair. Yeah. And April Crawford and
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Don Miguel Ruiz, John Volo Melchizedek, you know, You were a great guest.
Our good friend Alan Howarth, who's doing some fantastic work.
Danny and Brinkley,
we love him.
God, you know, and I do feel like these people are all our friends, and you know, talk about how people have been responding to us. You know, people saying we want to help, we want to do this, and we're aligning to receive all that help so that we can help so many more people because of the emails that we get literally. have me in tears every once in a while. You know, you helped me through depression. You helped me while I was in the hospital, just listening to you, blah, blah, blah. Or you helped me figure this out, or I understand this better now, or I just helped my daughter with this thanks to you. But I was about to say, like, Drumfellow Melchizedek, I was at an event where all these people rushed to talk to him. And they were saying, oh, we'd like to connect with you about this project or that project. We'd like to have you on our show. And he's saying, I'm not doing shows right now. I'm a bit busy finishing my book. And they're saying, well, where do we contact you? And I'm hearing him give this email address out of his assistant. And then by the time I got to him, I said, hi, I'm Filippo Voltaggio of Life Changes with Filippo. And our show's about change and this, this, and this. And he said, I'd like to do that show. Write me. And he gave me a completely different email address, which I then later found out was his personal email address, because then he forwarded it to his assistant. And I'm thinking, people are sensing the vibration here.
Yeah, they must be. And there's so many of those coincidences, you know, the little quotes in the air, the synchronicities that have happened in terms of guests that we've had on, or people that have heard those shows and what have happened, or introductions that have came by way of that, or just how the information has resonated with us. Certainly, you know, the show with Dorothy Lee Donahue and all of her contributions to the show have been so inspiring and so spot on, and so many fantastic guests that we've had to date.
You know, and the people that we've met because of the guests, like I'm thinking Coyote the Blind when we did that show, and the kind of people that he attracts to that show, or the people that we, you know what I mean? It's like those people have become our friends, and you know, they wanted to bring us into their circle. And remember, we ended up being part of one of their events afterwards, and it just became so much fun, yeah. You know? And it was like this expansion.
Yeah, the expansion and the tools and, you know, some of the personalities that we've had on, motivators like Susan Leahy, and then you have change experts, programming NLP experts like Stefan and Shaylee,
right.
Shafital and the SNS group. You know, there's so many tools. I think about Jonathan Quinton and the Sacred Geometry, and there's aspects of all of this that resonate differently with different people, and I do know that the listeners get what they need at the time they need
right.
it. Different people taking different things away from every show.
Right, right. You know, one of the hard things about a show like this is that not only do we have a lot of information, but with our guests, sometimes before the show, we talk for hours because we want to get, you know, the juiciest parts, but there just isn't time to really delve. And that's what, now looking back and saying, okay, we have 125 hours of just this radio show, but we've done hours upon hours of shows on video and you know,
panels,
exactly,
and interviews and just flat out discussions about certain subject matter or about the world as we see it.
Live events
right. and happenings, etc.
And it feels good when we look back in retrospect, as you titled this show, Retrospecting. You know, it feels good to say, oh, we have put that many hours worth of stuff out. And though we can't get it all out in 1 hour, after a while, we've done something.
We've amassed a body of work, and that's pretty cool.
And in the process, we've changed. Our audience has grown and changed, and the world has been changed because we were looking for our own change inside.
Indeed.
So with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio.
And I'm Mark Legere.
And together with Dorothy Lee Donahue, our producer, our other producer, and Seth Hendrick, our engineer, we thank you for being part of this show and for being part of the change that has inspired us and is inspiring many. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website,
Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.